Small crowds Thursday celebrated the early results of Egypt's presidential election, which gave former army chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi a crushing lead over his sole competitor. Given a crackdown on opposition forces, few questioned an early tally showing Sisi with more than 90% of the vote. How many people voted is another matter. Initial turnout was so low, the government added an extra day of voting and threatened non-voters with fines. Officials said participation jumped Wednesday, although many polls that third day were empty. Despite cries of foul play and little independent monitoring of the vote count, Sisi supporters came to his defense.
Thank God these elections were legitimate. No oil or sugar were given out. No money was given out. No forging of the ballots occurred. These elections are legitimate.
Sisi had gained support from many weary of 3 years of post-revolution upheaval. Among those yearning for some sense of calm are many of Egypt's minority Christians who had feared the influence of the Muslim Brotherhood. Sisi helped depose its member, President Mohamed Morsi, last year.
We always pray for that. The church always prays for the security and the stability of the country.
But Sisi has not only his political nemesis, the Brotherhood, to worry about. Egypt's economy is in tatters. Patience is wearing thin, and harder times with potential subsidy cuts loom. Even supporters voice concern about the future.
This difficult phase is Sisi's phase. It is a building Egypt phase, a social justice phase, a phase where we have to look at the poor and misfortunate of Egypt, the people who live in graveyards. Sisi has to care for the impoverished of Egypt.
But with new doubts about the breadth of Sisi's support and a possible backlash about the vote count, Egypt's president may face great challenges in rallying Egyptians for the sacrifices he says lie ahead. Final results are expected early next week. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.